listener production.
Hello, I'm Madeleine Palmer with your national news briefing. The Prime Minister has again congratulated South Australia's Taryn Brumfitt on becoming 2023's Australian of the Year. The Adelaide mum and documentary director is dedicated to teaching people to love the skin they're in. Anthony Albanese has told the ABC her message has never been so important.
The message of Taryn, of, you know, be proud of your body and who you are, and that everyone should be valued for who they are, you know, love your body, is a really good message.
It comes as a flag-raising ceremony kicks off in Canberra. Meantime, Change the Date protests are set to be held across the country today. Thousands are set to take to the streets in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane for annual Invasion Day rallies. Other special events will take place in Canberra, Perth and Darwin. A nationwide manhunt for a bikie has come to an end, with Mark Thorne arrested in the Northern Territory overnight. Detectives found the 32-year-old hiding on a yacht in Darwin. Two other men have also been taken into custody. It's alleged Thorne fled New South Wales after cutting off his ankle monitoring bracelet last October. Briefly, the US has committed to giving Ukraine 31 battle tanks to assist in the ongoing Russian invasion. And as Aussies head to the beach for today's public holiday, surf lifesavers are reminding people to be safe. Wear a hat, slap on some sunscreen and seek shade as we head for temperatures in the high 30s across many parts of the country. In sport, the first Big Bash play gets underway tomorrow between the Sydney Thunder and the Brisbane Heat. Thunder scraped through with a 3-wicket win over the Stars last night. Captain Chris Green telling Seven there's certainly room for improvement.
Honestly, I think the batting we need to rectify. At low total, yeah, it's tricky to chase, but it just wasn't good enough.
And some of the biggest names in the NRL, including Latrell Mitchell and Josh Addo-Carr, have joined the All-Stars squad for next month's clash in New Zealand.